Hello and welcome to our podcast, No Filter with Kobo. I'm your host, Elsie Ruiz Alvarado, and in this episode, we will review our formula of the month, the simplest eyeliner in the world. Yes, you heard right, a formulation which utilizes only three raw materials, creating a high-performance liquid eyeliner. We will discuss the Kobo ingredient used, its purpose and formula, and offer some background so that you can create similar and effective formulas such as this one. So let me introduce our guest for today, Melda Lloyd Payne. Hi, Melda.
Hi, Elsie.
It's so nice to have you on our podcast all the way from the UK. Thank you for joining us to discuss this month's formula of the month.
Thank you for having me. Really good to be here.
So Melda, before we move on to the questions, please go ahead and share with us your background and what you're doing at Kobo these days.
Sure. I'm a chemist by degree. I've been in the industry, cosmetic industry, 22 years, all of it spent formulating and talking to R&D professionals to develop business for raw materials, many, many different types of many different functionalities of raw materials. I formulated practically every kind of personal care product you can imagine, from hair care to skincare. But pigmented formulas like makeup and mineral sun care are my favorite products to formulate, which works quite well as I work for Kobo now since 2019. And I actually run the App Lab in Europe, the European App Lab, and I am responsible for business development in EMEA.
Thanks, Melda. I've known you for many years, so I can definitely back up your experience. I love your formulas and your explanation of them the most.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I guess we can get started. I want to hear all about this simple eyeliner formula. It's a really nice one. Let's go ahead and I'm going to ask you the first question, okay?
Sure.
All right. So can you tell me a little bit about what inspired our laboratories to create this formula? What were the factors considered?
So our application laboratories are constantly evaluating our own raw materials and looking for ways to utilize them in a way that makes the best use of their unique properties. The key ingredient in this formula is our WSJ dispersion of carbon black. Our range of WSJ dispersions is a line of aqueous dispersions of pigments that also contain an acrylic film former, making these ideal for aqueous eyeliner formulas. We have several blacks in the range, but also blue, green, white, yellow, and red pigments. The production volumes for eyeliner colors, can be low, and some, especially the colored ones, like other than black. And some customers might prefer to buy their pigment and film former in one easy-to-use dispersion and avoid having to buy MOQ of several different products.
Yeah, Melda, that's very true. You know, before we go on to the next question, I'd like to just add that the use of pigmentary dispersions of iron oxides offer full color development, better stability, improved gloss, and ease of use. Simply put, control of the size of aggregates is very important. And Kobo has an extensive amount of experience in controlling particle size due to our grinding capabilities. It is known that pigmentary grade pigments, which are not predispersed, tend to aggregate in formulas potentially compromising color strength, gloss, and opacity. Color strength, gloss, and opacity are related to the sizes of the aggregates. That is why we suggest using dispersions.
Yeah, absolutely. Not just that, but also stability. You know, pigments reagglomerating in the formula could also jeopardize stability.
Very true. Yes, right. And that's why dispersions are better to use.
Absolutely.
Okay, so our next question, Melda, is what makes this eyeliner the simplest in the world?
Well, the formula basically consists of water, preservative, thickener, and our WSJ carbon black dispersion. So you have to add these three things into water and you're done. It's also cold process and does not need any specialist equipment to deal with pigments. The manufacturing process is simple mixing. It's a completely hassle-free production, no dusty black pigment everywhere. Carbon black is actually a nanomaterial and hazardous when inhaled, so the best way of using it is actually in dispersion form.
That's such an important point to make regarding the hazards of carbon black inhalation. Thanks for that. After hearing about this dispersion, I'm not sure why you would want to use anything else.
Sure.
All right, let's move on to the third question. Your third question is, this formula has a very small amount of ingredients. What are the typical basic ingredients needed to make an eyeliner?
Well, liquid eyeliner formulas can be either emulsions or single-phase products, which can be either oil or water-based. This one is a single-phase water-based one. To achieve the desired rheology and non-drip property, we have to include a thickener, which is in this case hydroxyethyl cellulose, which is a gum in powder form but can be easily dispersed in water. As the formula has a high content of water, we need a preservative to ensure the microbiological integrity of the formula for the duration of the shelf life and use. We have chosen to use a combination of phenoxyethanol and ethyl hexylglycerin at 1% dosage. We do not challenge test our demo formulas, but this formula is several years old and we have made many batches, and none of our retains show any trouble with growth. Of course, anybody looking to adopt this formula and put it on the market would have to put the formula through stringent challenge testing to make sure the preservative system is robust enough for a formula that is intended to be used by the public.
Thanks for explaining that so simply. I mean, simple seems to be the common theme here, really. Simple formula, simple ingredients. I love it. Okay, so moving on to the next question. This formula claims to have non-transfer properties. My understanding is that once applied, it can resist smudging and fading. So please talk to us about what makes this possible.
The acrylic film former, acrylates ethyl hexyl acrylate copolymer that is built into the WSJ dispersion, is responsible for the non-transfer properties upon dry down. So once the film is dry, once the water evaporates, the resin forms a film that is non-tacky and completely dry to the touch.
I see. This the WSJ dispersion seems to pack a lot of punch. The film former in particular helps to enhance adhesion of the formulation to the skin. It helps to improve water resistance and rub resistance. It imparts gloss and helps suspend the pigment, in this case, the carbon black, while also maintaining excellent color stability of formulation. Okay, so Melda, can you please share with us in detail the unique characteristics of Kobo's WSJ 10CB-NP? And why it was chosen for this formula.
We have determined that 25% of this dispersion just delivers the perfect coverage, perfect intensity of color, i.e., blackness, the perfect drying time, and the perfect water resistance and smudge proofness, as well as a great patent leather finish on the skin.
This is such a smart product. I'm sure that product formulators who are listening, inexperienced or not, can appreciate the WSJ dispersion due to its power and simplicity of use.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, moving on to the next question. It's great that this formula is high performance. Now, many of us appreciate the ease and assurance of makeup that will last all day, right? However, at some point when we want to be able to wash it off with ease. Too much difficulty can be a little frustrating. How easy or difficult is this formula to remove or wash off?
Yeah, I can certainly relate to that. I don't tend to favor as a user waterproof mascaras, for example, because I just feel like I have to take all my lashes off with it.
Right.
It's just I don't find it easy unless I'm planning to do a lot of crying. I don't tend to wear. I mean, normally, and the great thing is, we do have actually various other film formers that aqueous film formers, specifically one called KoboGuard 50 AMPG,
Okay, right.
and it's which is kind of similar to the film former that we are using in this WSJ dispersion. That actually, when you use it at a certain percentage, like 12 to 15%, actually gives such good water resistance that I do ask myself why you would need to make a waterproof formula, really. I mean, for me, for daily use, that type of mascara formulation is ideal. When it comes to this particular eyeliner, as I said, the film former is similar. It is incredibly easy to remove with warm water, and you really don't need any other product. And what's great is that it will actually just lift or peel off the skin. You can pick up the color film in the shape of a string. This means the color film will not dissolve and leave any black residues on the skin. It would just come clean off. So no panda eyes. So that resistance that it has upon contact with water, that it just doesn't bloom into water, it doesn't mix into water, although it's a water-based product. That's basically what makes it special for me.
Oh, thanks, Mother. Well, it's for a low maintenance person like myself, this formula would be ideal for me to use myself. It's simple to take off and it's very dark as well. I like the black, the carbon black, how it brings out that really black look. So yeah, this is definitely something I would use. Love this formula, Mother. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, so the next question and the last question actually. This formula is black, but how about the availability of the other colors of the VSJ dispersions that you mentioned prior? Say, for example, you wanted to make a red eyeliner. Would you have to make any adjustments to the formula?
Yes, actually. So as I mentioned, we offer in the WSJ range a variety of colors. And actually, we have made the same formula with the other colors available, using them at 25%. And we have found that the coverage varies. So the black iron oxide was good at 25%, but the yellow iron oxide dispersion offers a lower coverage, so might want to increase the dosage a bit. Although the yellow, when dried, the yellow that came out, the tone of the yellow was quite nice. The different pigments also have different densities, so the suspension would have to be adjusted as well, upon when observing the stability of these different colors that we've made. We did see that some of them settled more than others, but all adjustments required can probably be achieved by just playing with the dosages of the dispersion and the rheology modifier. We particularly like the green one we've made with the WSJ dispersion of chromium oxide green. It's a really vibrant green, which is very trendy this summer. I mean, if you look at the shops, everything, I mean, the green is everywhere, which I'm absolutely loving.
Yeah, I'm a big green fan. Green eyeliners in particular are my personal favorite. They're a great complementary color for my brown eyes. and in general, I even like green eyeshadows. Yeah, I'm a green person. I think it's just because it looks good on my complexion since I'm kind of on a tanner side. But anyway, so thank you, Melda. It's been great talking with you. Thanks so much for your explanations on the questions that I asked you. But yep, we've reached the end of another great episode of our Formula of the Month on No Filter with Kobo. Thank you so much for your insight and being our guest today. It's been so nice learning from you. Looking forward to seeing what other formulas you will create. And I know you will be creating a lot more. Hopefully, we can get you back on our podcast so that you can share those.
Sure, with pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yes, no, really, I appreciate it. Thanks for explaining things and making them so simple. Okay, so for all those who tuned in, once again, we appreciate you listening through and hope that you found this episode to be informative and of some value to you. If you would like to see what the complete formula and you want to know more about the ingredients discussed, go back to the description of this episode where you will find links to the formulas and literature of the ingredients mentioned. Also, remember that on social media at Kobo Products, you will find pictures of the products and application. This podcast has been created by the content team at Kobo Products Incorporated. Kobo Products is a raw material cosmetic manufacturer and distributor specializing in treated pigments and dispersions. Be sure to follow us on Spotify or the platform of your choice so that you don't miss any episodes. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Take care and see you all next time.